As you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
I've got some flowers and I... Come on down. Okay, Murphy has a loose tooth. That's good. That's getting big. Getting big. Okay. Well, great news is we have a new baby, Colin. And so Maddie and Daniel King are the blessed parents of Colin, and we are praying for Colin and Maddie, and I hope that they are watching this morning, but we're keeping you in our thoughts and prayers. And Colin's a big boy, so he was born on Tuesday morning. Okay, good morning, everybody. Good to see you. I wonder, do you think it would have been easier to, like, believe in God if you lived like when Jesus lived? Do you think it would have been, like, because you would have actually, like, seen Jesus do some miracles, like, and so you would have seen it, right? But for us now, we just hear about it, right? So we don't really get to see it with our own eyes. Well, one time in the, a leader named Nicodemus, have you heard of Nicodemus? He was a leader back when Jesus lived, and he believed, but he wanted to know more from Jesus. Like, how can I believe something if I can't see it? Well, have you ever looked out the window when it's windy and it's, you see the trees blowing and the trees are moving? How are the trees moving? Because there's a lot of wind, but can you see the wind? No. So you can't see the wind, but you know the wind is there. And so Jesus told Nicodemus that that's how our faith should be too, right? That the wind, it's like wind moving in us. It's God's Spirit moving in us and making everything happen. And so we have, our faith is based on that, on knowing that God is there all around us, even though we can't see him. Have you ever, I wonder if you've ever seen somebody sad at school who looks lonely, and you've gone up to talk to them because maybe you felt sorry for them and you wanted to help them. Has anybody ever done that? No. Or have you ever seen a friend who's sad and you just felt like you wanted to give them a hug? Yeah. Well, I know you guys have done that for sure. Yeah. Well, that's God's Spirit moving in us, right? To share God's love. And we know that God's with us. We can't see him, but we can feel his presence, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit. Okay, let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for your presence moving within us and around us, for showing us ways to love others, to help others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to meet Miss Audie at the back.